The Bucks came from 18 down in the first quarter and knocked off the Detroit Pistons 113-109 and did it without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who left with a calf strain just minutes into the game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kevin Porter Jr. had 26, Ryan Rollins added 22, while Giannis will undergo an MRI to determine the extent of his injury. Porter on the message when Giannis went down.
Usually when things like that happen, you know, two things. It's either you come together as a unit and you figure out a way to reel it in for him, or, you know, the air gets sucked out of, you know, like you said, and we can't come back from it. And I think Yanni will be proud of us that we was able to come back and finish the game and get a win for him.
According to an ESPN report, Giannis and the Bucks have reportedly discussed his future with the club, and they're expected to come to a resolution in the coming weeks, which will determine whether Giannis would be available ahead of the trade deadline in February. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers not buying it.
I want to make it clear for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Basketball Badgers won their Big Ten opener last night, knocking off Northwestern 85-73 at the Kohl Center. John Blackwell, 26 points and 11 rebounds to lead the charge. Badger coach Greg Gard.
He's a worker. He's in the gym a lot. He's made himself into a really good player, and he's playing on a really good team. I'm just happy for him because he's put in a lot of time, and he's overcome a lot of doubters when nobody else was lining up really to recruit him. So I never get too wrapped up in who else is recruiting somebody when we're in that. You trust your eyes, you trust your gut, and it obviously has served us well.
Packers continue to get ready for the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week yesterday. Week 14 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Detroit. The Lions playing host to the Cowboys. NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament starts tonight. The Badgers take on Eastern Illinois. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.